the mornings.
They're all dark.
And, well, we're
latter half of September.
Oh my gosh, we're going to October.
How many weekend?
July and August, it's so... I was looking at that a little bit and finding struggling. I was in Birmingham and you see me in perfect confirmation.
Pricey though.
Ethics and morals. Not thinking that we might
almost with my learning is now. And, obviously, it's sadly, apparently the only ethics out there. That are deemed interesting are medical and legal. Start going on moral, and that one was a little more interesting. You're looking at different things in life. People who spoke on this subject need to kind of go back and see what's going on. But it was all about anyway. The United States predominantly has coursework. And everywhere else, most of our different things. Regardless. Kind of like you need to buy public transportation. That means that, you know, you might need it to be able to get it. Maybe I need the public a little bit more. I go, this is my basic thing that my adventuring is almost incidental in that fact. I don't know if it's going to be a good word. To do something. And then after you've done it for a while, but I find very interesting about some of the people that I was working on the program that was studying. After you master, they want to see, really save me in time pass. It's like, oh, people teach it. What if you had to be the 50% of being alive? The whole thing of you doing your PhD when you're still in your 20s is, kind of flies in the face of somebody being actually having something to say. 20-year-olds never had anything. Easily influenced. I was. And I don't want to, I don't want to spare anybody by comparing them to me, but I would have to say that I think there'll be a lot of people that used to just have a kind of experience for their needs. The fact that we passed off these honorifics. Nothing that we can do work. We never stopped being cheap. It's kind of like, oh, it's about getting cheap. If you need a PhD, now stop the philosophy. seems like philosophy to me. It isn't because you philosophize. It's because you've studied a lot of other philosophers and that you can quote from them. Now that's not a bad thing. The sad part is it's only one aspect of doing it, and the bulk of the PhDs I see, especially at the college that I'm at, are just professional students that found a way to make money out of it. Continue to be professional students. And that our colleges are very full of such people. That doesn't mean that over the years they can gain it. And the funny thing is, you know, there is, it's almost like the PhD is yet again, like so much else I've just never noticed, just a foot in the door. Just a foot in the door for a couple of perspectives. And the honor that we give to that credential, or at least the one that people are needed, is lucky to find some more to come back and just say, is there any little point to the other one? And then you expect these bachelor degree people to be decent writers. And you go, yeah, it should be decent later after this much time putting forth the effort. So I supposedly to have learned something, at least one of them could be, should be, how to or write effectively. It's just like a stupid thing. That's cool. That's cool. Several of them. I have great faith in the fact that even if I only grade certain elements of a course, that the basic ability will still shine through and show in the grade. I think you get to see something that people are keeping up with the work. Before you get down to it, that's all it tends to be, is keep up with the work. And that ends up being the great requirement of mindset. I know other people think it's very hard. There's other things part of their courses that's wonderful. I'm not touching mind superior. But I will defend the fact that it isn't pin steering. And that these are skills that, given the fact that this is an upper level class, which is, you have to be a skill, you just take the class. I can make those kinds of demands on students. And some can and some can't. But they can't, that shows up in the grade. Like I tell them, you can pretty much muff the class. That's the word that I don't even want to use exactly, but you can bluster your way through it. As long as you do your bluffing on a good consistent basis. And I don't attempt to figure out what are you doing on a person. Life will work out. And God will see. Well, you shouldn't reward evil, and you go, I think I'm hurting it. I'm giving people a choice. It appears to be good, it appears to be evil. It appears to be easy way, it appears to be in a way that's more demanding. And I'm not making a value judgment, a value that wants. I'm saying, my master in this program is a place of, it's just easy way. I'm going to get a master. I want it to be expensive. I want it hope you guys can see this track. And it's a lot. It worked out pretty good. Worked out pretty good. I find that I'm simply a reason to just think about it. Good. That's insane. I'm not an expert. Thank you. I don't know what my, I'm just gonna write, and then let the police if it ever comes. There's a self some level. And God points me at it and says, here, do this. Or somebody approaches you. Let me tell you, if somebody wants to honor you, take the honor. Now don't get weird about it, you know. Don't let it be the centerpiece of your life. I'm a little worried that I've tried to make it a centerpiece. It's like, no, just continue doing what you're doing, continue thinking about the things you're thinking about. And, well, anyway, so, keep on writing. Keep on doing the work. I'm making it happen. Fly away, you darn mongrel. Oh, you stink. Stink, you smell bad. Nobody likes you except for Karen. It's like all birds. Oh. Okay. We're going to try to do this alarm right. See if I make it happen. Oh, come on. Oh, dude.